Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again from Need Our Water Now is Kathy Wooster-Barth. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you back on the show to do a follow-up. Now, last week you did your the rally and the press conference, and then there was the Wurtsmith Restoration Advisory Board, so we thought we'd catch up with you and find out how those events went.
Well, great. I really appreciate your interest in you know, this really important
sure.
cause that's happening in Oscoda. We held a rally where we invited the community to come out and really just show their feelings about
yeah.
how things are going in Oscoda with the PFAS cleanup for these chemicals. And it's pretty clear that the community is tired of waiting
mm-hmm.
For a plan, and they really want some immediate action on some of these dangerous chemicals that are flowing into our community.
Sure.
So that's what that rally was all about.
All right. And then you had the press conference where you kind of described where you're at right now with this PFAS situation with the Air Force.
Yeah, so we had some TV crews and some radio crews that came and asked some great questions.
Yeah.
We actually also had an international production crew
wow.
That's interested in the story that's happening in Oscoda and wants to, know more about that and how it relates to their community. So they were very interested in the process and what's happening here.
Okay.
And then we went on to that Restoration Advisory Board meeting. It was a chock-full agenda with some new things they're looking at in terms of the volatile chemicals that happen in the ground that may affect some buildings. So
mm-hmm.
we learned more about those. And then we talked about those real briefly about those interim remedial actions that
yeah.
we're asking for
right.
To be put in place right now.
All right. Yeah. And so is obviously the Air Force heard the concerns, and are they looking at maybe speeding up the process in the near future?
Well, we got some good news that day, and we were told by the state of Michigan, who are the environmental regulators of the site, that they support our requests of those interim remedial actions, and they had sent a letter to the Air Force that day showing the support for those
Excellent.
Actions. So that was really good news because
yeah.
the state is here to protect us, and that's what we expect them to do, and,
sure.
and they're agreeable on that. So They gave us some, some verbal promises in terms of looking into some things
okay.
Additionally or, further. So we're going to keep them on task on
yeah.
that. We're also real pleased that we have some really great community members that are coming out and showing interest
sure.
in this, that hadn't been before, like new homeowners. We had a new gentleman that came out that's interested in serving on the board, and that's the sort of support that we need in our community. Is if there's an interest in this situation or this what I think is a crisis for our community, then people can come out and share their thoughts and ask really good questions,
yeah.
like we had some people doing that night.
Yeah. Now, so if there is somebody who's listening into this interview and said, you know what, I would like to be a part of this and, get my word out in that, how do they do that? How do they join your board? What do they need to do, Kathy?
Sure. We do have an established email address, and I'm always monitoring that. We also have a Facebook page, but that email address is nowactiongroup@gmail.com. And then I'm always available to take calls. My phone number is 810-441-9855. And I can direct you to the Restoration Advisory Board co-chair, who actually takes those applications for new board members. But I can, of course, just explain
sure.
if what we're, the work that we're doing and that sort of thing. Our Facebook page has been, a real great resource for community to see what's happening lately. We post meetings and the latest information. So that's Now Need Our Water on Facebook.
Very good. Well, hopefully, Kathy, we can do this on a more regular basis and keep up to date on what's happening with the PFAS situation there in Oscoda. Kathy Wooster-Barth from Now Need Our Water. Again, we appreciate your time on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thanks, Kevin.